אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, reading the freedom article in the heading Two Discernments, A Potential, B Actual.
כן, בבקשה, אנחנו ממשיכים.
Yes, let's continue.
First, we must understand that although this selfishness which we have defined as the force of the will to receive is the very essence of men, it nevertheless cannot exist in reality even for a second. For it is known that there is a discernment of potential and a discernment of actual. And the thing we call potential is in the thought, meaning before it emerges from potential to actual. And it is established only in the thought. For what we call potential, before it emerges from potential to actual, exists only in our thought. Meaning that we can determine it only in the thought. But in fact, there cannot be any real force in a world that is dormant and inactive. This is because the force exists in reality only while it is revealed in action. By the same token, you cannot say about an infant that it is very strong when it cannot lift even the lightest weight. Instead, you can say that you see in that infant that when it grows, it will manifest great strength. However, we do say that this strength we find in man when he is a grown-up was present in his organs and his body even when he was an infant. But that strength had been concealed and was not evident. It is true that in our thoughts, we could determine the powers destined to manifest, since the mind asserts it. However, in the infant's actual body, there is certainly no strength at all, since no strength manifests in the infant's actions. So it is with appetite. This force will not appear in man's body in actual reality when the organs cannot eat, meaning when he is full. But even when one is full, the force of appetite exists, but it is concealed within one's body. After some time, when the food has been digested, it reappears and manifests from potential to actual. However, such a sentence of determining a force that has not yet been revealed in actual fact belongs to the conducts by which the thought perceives. However, it does not exist in actual reality, since when full, we feel very clearly that the force of appetite is gone, and if you search for it, you will not find it. It turns out that we cannot display a potential as a subject that exists in and of itself, but only as a predicate. Thus, when an action occurs in reality, at that time the force manifests in the action. Yet we necessarily find two things here in the perceiving process, a subject and a predicate, that is, potential and actual, such as the force of appetite, which is the subject, and the image of the food that we eat being the predicate and the action. In reality, however, they come as one. It will never occur that the force of appetite will appear in a person without picturing the food he wishes to eat. Thus, these are two halves of the same thing. The force of appetite must dress in the image of the thing being eaten. Since there is revelation only through clothing in an image, you therefore see that the subject and the predicate are presented here as two halves of the same thing, whose appearance and disappearance are simultaneous. Now we understand that the will to receive, which we presented as selfishness, does not mean that it exists so in a person as a craving force that wishes to receive in the form of a passive predicate. Rather, this pertains only to the subject, meaning that it dresses in an image of things he deems worthy of receiving. It is like the force of appetite, which dresses in the image of a thing worthy of being eaten, and whose action appears in the form of a thing being eaten, and in which it clothes. We call this action a desire, meaning the force of appetite revealed in the action of the imagination. So it is with our topic, the general will to receive, which is the very essence of men. It appears and exists only through dressing in shapes of objects that are likely to be received. For then it exists as the subject and in no other way. We call this action life, meaning man's vitality, which means that the force of the will to receive dresses and acts within the desired objects. And the measure of revelation of this action is the measure of his vitality, as we have explained in the act we call desire.
Derived this example where there's appetite and there's also desire for a certain food. What is this tendency?
I have a tendency for a thing in practice and in potential, and these things are not connected. I can have a desire in potential, but in practice, in actuality, I cannot realize it. And it's possible that I'm already with an active desire, with a revealed desire. You can say that a desire that's concealed is called in potential, and when it's revealed and is active, and then it's in actuality. It's actual. So to the matter at hand, what we read now, you can read a few more times, it's full of philosophy as well. But the question is, what are we doing with it? How do we get as correctly as possible in the correct forms from potential to actual? That's what we need. Or from the concealed, what's in us, how do we reveal those desires that are concealed in us? And we have all those desires from here to the end of correction, each one in the form of his individual development. How do we reveal them and we realize them in actuality? That's what's important. So each one of us is like a baby that has many concealed forces. We need to reveal these forces by studying, connecting, demanding, so on and so forth. We do all kinds of actions in order to bring out from potential to actuality, from concealment to revelation, all those forces that are in each and every one of us. And the important thing, of course, is what you can do in the work in the group, because that's where they come from. Where do we get all those things in concealment? It's from when we were in the system of Adam HaRishon. The system was shattered, and we, from each and every one of us, each of us lost a tremendous treasure, a treasure trove of forces and discernments and knowledge and feeling, everything that was in the system of Adam HaRishon, the complete system, and now I'm left with something whereby I exist as a single, lonely cell, and in it I feel only my own personal existence for the time being, disconnected from others, and this existence is called man in this world. And what do I get out of it? I have to get back to that system of Adam HaRishon and to sustain myself there as best I can, meaning to connect with others. And the fact that I am now given an opportunity to start connecting with it and go back to functioning in this group, this is the first stage in connecting to this entire system of Adam HaRishon, of Adam.
Так, а тут Бальсулам имеет в виду, когда он говорит про вот эту силу в
потенциале. So here Бальсулам, when he talks about this force and potential, he means this desire to return to its root?
Yes, of course. In every one of us, there are reshimot. These recollections, records that we do have to realize, and all the records go from here until the final correction, until the final revelation of the complete system of Adam HaRishon. That's in each and every one. And the upper light continues to reveal our system, how more and more deeply it's shattered, and if we don't manage to correct it at the same pace, then when the upper light reveals the system, we see a more broken system. That means we undergo tough states of shattering in this world, and on the other hand, the more we try to connect between us, then we find that there are better states, and that returning to the corrected state is our whole process, our whole evolution. All right. Okay, Hadera 1.
Rav, in the text that we just read, what is the revelation of the Creator?
The revelation of the Creator is the revelation of a state where the vessels are connected to some extent, relatively, and the force of bestowal and love fulfills them, and that's what they feel. They feel the match there is between the vessels that are connected between them, even though each one is in an egoistic state of shattering. But above the shattering, love covers all crimes. They connect between them, and the upper light fills them accordingly. And then the state they're in whatever state of connection they're in, that's how it appears in them.
meaning I simply have to look at all the different states that are happening in the 10 and the world altogether. That's the creator when they're connected correctly.
No, you don't need to imagine all those things. Well, what do you have with your imagination? You need to long to realize, to implement, to realize it, to make it happen, your connection in the 10, as much as you can.
We read here that there's no yearning if I don't have in the head the image of this state that I'm looking at.
So describe these states to yourself. Yes, what is called bestowal, what is connection, what all the books of Kabbalah write about.
Thank you.
PT 19.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says something that's not clear at all. It will never happen that in a person a force of an appetite will be revealed and without the imagination what he's about to eat in a manner that they're two halves of the whole. It's as if he's saying there's no chance that you could imagine such a thing, Barasulam. So how can you come to that appetite without you even seeing the food? How do we do that? How does that happen?
Do what's before you. This way, because you can't imagine things that will be revealed to you in a meal if you haven't yet gotten the ticket to enter the place it will happen. You have to first prepare your vessel, your connection with your friends. Out of that, you'll understand what fulfillment is awaiting you.
So what, I need to imagine something that I don't even know what that is?
Work on the connection. And as a result of that, you'll start discovering what you have inside the connection. You understand? First, you build the vessel. The upper light is in complete rest.
So how do you see the vessel in the 10 if you can come to the, let's see, to come to this food to get this appetite for?
That's why this world is given to you and the group, people you have to connect to. And out of this connection, you'll start understanding what are these emotions, these states that should be revealed in that group.
Thank you. Can I also ask?
Yes.
They say that everything will be clarified in thought. So why do we need these actions altogether?
You can't come to anything without actions, because we have to reach things, emotions, thoughts, all kinds of internal manners that occur to us only from the externality, only from externality. We start from scratch. The shattering was up until we were made as humans in the bodies and in the special reality of this world. So imagine to yourselves, we used to be in the Garden of Eden, connected as one body. Suddenly some explosion occurred. We feel that we live in some jungle, millions of people rather than one person, one Adam. Each one opposites the other, wants to kill the other. Imagine to yourself how these primitive people want to kill each other. All the parts of Adam Rishon, that's how it's being revealed. And what we should do, bit by bit, is connect them together again by connection, by love, by recognition of evil, of their nature, to connect again to one body.
This means that the thought, this desire for this reality creates this reality? That's what causes the action?
Yes. Later you'll see that there's nothing besides thought. Basically everything is inside our thoughts. As the verse goes, that everything is discerned in the thought. Our whole world is only thought. The whole universe is only thought. Everything is only thought.
Thank you.
Max 6.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот в продолжение вопроса мы
в работе
делаем разные действия. Есть проявленные, такие как прийти на урок.
To continue the question, we do different actions. There are those that are much more disclosed, like coming to the lesson, and there's prayer. So in context of the article, what is an action?
Basically, an action is the effort to connect between us. And as much as we understand that, that doesn't matter. About this, there's a verse that it's not the wise who learns. You learn as a result of the efforts you make towards connection. That's what's happening. The more you exert to bring the friends to connection, by that you'll feel how much you become wiser. Wisdom comes by the identification with the upper system. PT9.
Rav, he says that it's impossible to have a desire without the depiction of this matter, this object that we want, that it cannot be revealed, an appetite in a person without depicting in his mind the imagination of that thing that's being eaten. Is that correct also with the desire for spirituality?
It
doesn't matter. As much as we can depict spirituality or we can't, we can never imagine to ourselves our future spiritual state that is about to be revealed. No.
So is this like a different mechanism? The desire works in a different way than usual?
I don't know. It's better for us to do and then to discover, rather than to start depicting in our brain, intellect, and to start building them intellectually. Let's do it the way we should. The desire is the force that acts, rather than wisdoms or thoughts. That's it. Let's now maybe move on to the women, if they have questions, and then Tess.
שאלה ממוסקבה 5.
A question from Moscow 5. We learn that thought serves the desire. How can the thought come before the desire?
אנחנו מקבלים מחשבות
ורצונות. We receive thoughts and desires from above.
העבודה שלנו.
And our work.
זה נקרא במוח וליבה.
That's called in the mind and heart. We need to focus them on connection. Then it turns out that every thought and desire, thought in our brain and the emotion in our heart, we have to aim them at our connection. And what will be the result of the connection? The connection is not part of the thought or part of the desire. The connection is a result of our effort that builds in us new states. Yes.
Before, can we discover the desire when it's in potential or only when it's in actuality?
The actual desire is something. The potential desire is something we cannot discover. We discover it when it's actual, when it's clothed in the actions. And then this desire is clear and understood. Yes?
Questions from the first part of the lesson. An elder and a youth are two states that change inside of us, or are we only in one state, either in an older person or a youth?
When a person advances on the path, is usually he feels he's like a young boy with respect to his advancement, because every time, as it is written, they shall be new before you. On the other hand, he's willing to relate to everything as an old man. that has patience and has an ability to hold on, to make an effort.
And
that's how he feels himself, meaning a younger boy or an older man, that's, it depends on what discernments we're talking about.
With that context, they asked him, Nariya, it's written about the elder that they're accustomed to the love of Creator. But during the lesson, you said that we should aspire to be youths in the work. How should we bring together these two contradictions?
There is no contradiction here. When a person advances, he always feels he's like new, and they shall be new to you. And with respect to things that separate us, he relates to them as an old man. He understands that all these things that come to divert him off the road, he understands that they will also strengthen him on the path. Next.
How to use the clash in order to build the building.
If we're not going through all these clashes in the right way, this building won't hold, because all these clashes and ruins, they show us the problems that later can be revealed. That's why I have to see this clash going against the ruin of this building. Let's say now I discover that, oh, in this wall I've been building, there's a crack, there's a flaw, so I'm going to correct it. Instead of finishing this whole building, and because of that problem in this wall, the whole building will fall. So all these things that appear on the path for us are in order to strengthen us and to build us correctly. And we can't take steps forward if we are not correcting ourselves every step.
Last question, Moscow 18. If the Creator is what we build between us, does that mean that we need to be impressed by the connection between us? Like the fear of the Creator himself.
Yes, the Creator is what appears in that building we're building. It's what fills our building. When we build the connection between us as Kachabzon, five parts, in our whole structure, it also connects to five more and five more. When we build this, the building, accordingly, we gradually discover the Creator filling the building. So there is, it turns out here that we build by the right connection between us a building, and the Creator, when He's revealed, and this way we seemingly build the Creator, because we build the vessel to reveal the Creator, but He is revealed here. That's why it's written, you have made me. Okay?
Thank you, Rav.
All right, so we're all going back to study tests.
We will move to the next part of the lesson.